but you keep listening.
Keep me hanging on.
Yeah. Ah. See what he did there? Because
that was the song title.
Yeah.
For the Vanilla Fudge.
And so we took 5 minutes.
So Wendy and I both erred.
That's rare. That's a double error. Who do you guys think you are, the Dodgers? Megan Fox wanted 90 stripper boobs. She's had 3 procedures to achieve that look. I think Richard Simmons is an attention-seeking missile. He is always trying to get people to worry about him. He does have some kind of skin cancer issue going on. But he plays games with all this. Do some deal-a-meal cards again or something. Keep yourself busy. I watched the video of the Elon Musk Neuralink guinea pig.
Oh, the guinea pig this time? Okay, he did it with a pig before.
No, he did it with Nolan Arbaugh, 29-year-old guy, quadriplegic because of a diving accident, and he can move a cursor with his brain. It's really
fantastic.
It is really unbelievable. And I worked with the Miami Project down in South Florida, and they've been looking, you know, researching high and low to find ways to help people with paralysis. This could be a step in that direction. He's really excited, this guy, that he can do that.
Musk did something with some kind of brain chip implement thing into an animal of some sort to get it to, like its thoughts would make things move and happen and stuff. Right. And it was, it was really interesting to see.
Look what Wendell said. Look at the single for Frigid Pink House.
Yeah, Parrot.
Parrot Records.
Right. I knew it was a funky label. Never-ending story getting a remake. Vermont State University offering a course on Weird Al. Maybe we'll play some to open the next hour. We could use the laughs. Couple of 80s tours going. There's an Abducted by the 80s tour with Wang Chung. To repeat.
Wang Chung.
We're talking about
Wang
Chung.
Yeah.
Odds and ends. Tracy Morgan said he was able to out-eat Ozempic and gain 40 pounds. That's crazy. Beetlejuice, Michael Keaton and Winona Ryder. There's a preview of that. I may post that on Facebook. David Schwimmer will star in season 2 of Goosebumps. And the average American spends $61 a month on streaming services. No.
Oh, my God.
Somehow that seems low.
I'm not average.
Yeah, no. I know. Plus, I have cable. I don't know why I keep doing this. Maybe because the state of Alabama lets me use it as a business deduction, because I got to be able to sit here and talk about stuff that's available on streaming, right? How can I function without that deduction? It's dysfunction deduction time on News Talk 93.1 FM. Let's talk about Jack Ingram, Select Used Cars. John Ingram, first of all, the Ingram family, and it is very much a family store. They have always had a great reputation for vetting the vehicles they put on the lot for resale. A lot of people are shopping in the pre-owned categories, and they've got the best selection of cars under $20,000 anywhere. But they've taken additional steps to put more confidence in the process for customers. Each car has to pass an 84-point engine factory specification qualification to be resold. Of course, the Carfax vehicle history report has to be clean. The vehicle's inspected, reconditioned, and then they put it on the floor with a factory-certified warranty backed by Nissan Certified Select Program. And it qualifies Ford, Chevys, Jeeps, domestics, imports, all with a factory warranty. They also offer roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance with that limited warranty, so you can drive with confidence. So in the end, all you have to really worry about is whether the vehicle's right for you and the price is right. And with 25 lending partners, they can make your deal happen. It's time to love what you drive. Find it at Jack Ingram Select on the Boulevard, along with their other great brands, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Nissan. Or go to jackingramselect.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
I have more Frigid Pink coming up next time.
Well, the later we get into this Thursday morning, we're seeing a lot more vehicles on the road now. Coming out of Wetumpka on 231, inbound to Montgomery on Troy Highway. I-65 and 85 are beginning to load up just a bit. A little busy over the Alabama River this morning. 65 southbound and 85 northbound right out of the interchange. Getting busy all over the area this morning. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated on traffic. Spring is coming at Premier Place, Shopitz Fashion, GNC, T-Mobile, Goodwill, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, this is Colonel Patrick Downing, U.S. Army retired, on behalf of the nearly 400,000 veterans in Alabama, urging the passage of the Veterans Access to Care Bill to give veterans and their families better access to health care specifically tailored to their needs. Our veterans have done so much for us. Now it's time to do what we can for them by providing a state-run health care system just for veterans and their families.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Taking on large commercial landscapes, Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut with our full line of professional-grade zero-turn mowers and low-interest financing. Real Steel. Join the pursuit at steeldealers.com.
Visit Dietzville Ace Hardware, your only steel dealer in the area.
And so tonight, I'm proud to announce a fiscal plan to reverse mortgage the White House, effective at noon tomorrow. The White House will become the property of Tom Selleck.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Do you suffer from March Madness?
I've been researching my bracket nonstop. I've done a strength of schedule analysis, ranked the point guards, and ESPN 3 has been out in the background the whole time. Oh, it's giving me palpitations.
Then ask your bracketologist about Baxibol.
Baxibol?
Once yearly Baxibol is the anti-obsession medication that will help you understand these are just college kids and you're only wagering a measly $10.
Wow, Baxibol really works. I care so little about it that I'm just picking the teams that are named after birds.
Patients who've used Baxibol are comforted by realizing the office pool is always won by someone who doesn't know the first thing about sports anyway. So this year, make your pick, Baxibol.
March Madness doesn't make me sick anymore, but I might call out sick so I can watch all the games.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Is it call out sick or call in sick?
Call in.
That's what I thought too. Seven.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A manhunt continues in Idaho. Police in the Boise area searching for a white supremacist prison inmate and an accomplice after the accomplice fired at officers outside a hospital. The ambush happened when corrections officers were transporting the inmate from that Boise hospital. Russia fired 31 ballistic and cruise missiles at Kiev early this morning. It was the first attack on the Ukrainian capital in some 44 days. Officials say air defenses shot down all the incoming missiles, but there were some injuries on the ground from falling debris. On Wall Street yesterday, stocks rallied to record levels after the Federal Reserve indicated that it expects to deliver interest rate cuts later this year. And this morning, stock futures are higher, Dow futures ahead by 99. This is SRN News.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you, they encourage you, and it's proven too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Boilermakers, Bobcats, Bears, Bison, and Badgers. You got a pair of Dukes, Spartans, Gales, Flyers, and Lancers. Golden Eagles, Golden Grizzlies, Crimson Tide, Red Raiders. Blue Jays, Blue Devils, Cyclones, and Gators. Huskies, Hatters, Five Bulldogs, Antelopes, Jackrabbits, and Horned Frogs. Cowboys, Two Aggies, Longhorns, Broncos. 34 down, 34 to go. Four Cougars, Catamounts, Cornhuskers, Cavaliers. Ducks, Owls, Eagles, Hilltoppers, the Volunteers. Tar Heels, Blazers, Raiders, Rams, and Jayhawks. Fighting Illini, Aztecs, and Peacocks. Three Wildcats, Three Tigers, Lobos. The Beach, Seahawks, Gamecocks, Buffaloes. Back twice the zips, that's it. Write them down, fill out your brackets. It's March Madness.
I'm already sick of it, and it starts today at 7:12, Newstalk 93.1 FM. It's just outside, and it's still a bit on the chilly side.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Although we are running about 10 degrees warmer at this hour this morning than we were yesterday morning at this time, kind of a comfortable day today with a high temperature up to about 76. We'll say limited sunshine. By that, I mean there'll be a lot of those high clouds with the sun refracting through it. Dry through the evening hours tonight, so if you have evening plans, no problem. Otherwise, the risk of widely scattered showers begins in the overnight hours, the wee hours of the morning, low 55. Showers and thunderstorms Friday and Friday night, most numerous in the afternoon and nighttime hours, with a high on Friday up to about 64. Small risk of some leftover showers Saturday morning early. Otherwise, improvement Saturday afternoon with a high in the upper 60s to around 70, and low 70s with sunshine on Sunday. We're dry Monday, but more showers and storms Monday night into Tuesday. We got our eyes on that storm system. Right now this morning, clear skies, a few high clouds. It's 44 at 7:13.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Today, didn't you mention it's National Teenager Day?
Yeah, I did see that on the list, yeah.
A couple of related items.
Okay.
The average kid today starts cursing using adult swear words at age 10.
Damn.
See what he did there? Because, and that still throws me. And I don't like it when there's a movie and there's a, you know, cute little precocious kid that's dropping F-bombs. I'm not down with that at all. I don't think that's funny. I don't think it's cute. Not that I'm an old fuddy-duddy, but they would never put a child actor in that position.
Yeah.
When there were some
standards. There's too many of them that are very, very young who are, for comedic purposes, saying stuff like that.
It's not funny. Here is a way to celebrate National. See the movie.
Coming soon, the teens. They're always there.
Why don't you go out and do something instead of just sitting around playing video games?
Move, Mom, I'm in the middle of a game.
And when they're not, you want them back.
Where are you?
I'm over at Xander's.
Well, you should have come home. You've been gone all day.
The teens, they're bringing over their friends.
Do they have to run their dirty hands along the wall when they walk upstairs?
The teens.
How big does your friend want his earlobe to be?
The teens.
Hey, Mom, can you make us some food?
The teens. Coming soon and not leaving for a long time.
Not in this economy. Hey, Mom, could you make us some food? That struck me as odd. And by the way, we had an upstairs and downstairs when I was growing up.
So we did too, yeah.
And that streak along the wall where there was no banister.
Uh-huh.
Smudging, you know, that was always...
I never had stairs.
You get to a point where you never want them again. Mm. I'm there.
Never had them.
Not a fan of stairs.
Did you? Was your room upstairs or downstairs? Because I
upstairs.
Okay.
Yeah.
For most of my time, it was upstairs.
Yeah. And that's where I discovered that I had a career in this business, because my brother and I shared a room and we'd be talking. We had bunk beds. I was on the lower berth.
Yeah.
And my mother would get mad because it would be like 10:30, 11 o'clock. Gregory Benjamin, I can hear your voice droning on in the basement.
Yeah, me and Bobby shared a room for a while.
There's a quote here I want to read to you, going back to those big BAM shows.
Yeah.
As the arena began to fill up, you could hear the noise of the crowd from backstage. It was electric. We were the opening act, and it was the biggest crowd we had ever played before. Nearly 30,000 people.
30,000
at Garrett Coliseum, Big Bam Show.
Wow.
The stage was an immense rectangle glutted with scaffolding and hundreds of lights and a sound system on a board that looked like the skyline of New York at night.
Wow.
Because it was so big, we ran on stage as soon as we were introduced, grabbed our instruments, started playing before the applause died down. The eruption from the crowd was louder than expected, but the lights were so blinding, we couldn't see the audience. We only heard them. It would be tough going back to ballrooms and small clubs after this. Those 2 days in Alabama left a lasting impression on us because it was how we measured the rest of our gigs.
And who said this?
Tommy James.
Wow.
How about that?
Go back to earlier that where he says we were the opening act. And it was the biggest crowd they had ever played for.
That's pretty cool. That's good stuff. Good find.
Yeah.
I wish I had a list of all the shows.
I sent you that link, by the way.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, on Facebook. I sent you the link.
All right.
Both of you have the link to this article.
Later on, an article, speaking of stories, that suggests that Gen Z learn how to connect with your elders by learning these boomer slang terms. A lot of boomer stuff going on today.
Seems to be.
Why not? We are amazing people.
So we're going to do the slang terms later?
Later, yeah.
Okay, good.
Because we're running out of time, and I have to tell everybody about Brian Jewelry.
Hey, yeah.
Occasions coming, even occasions like Easter, they have items at Brian Jewelry that can help celebrate that holiday in a tasteful way. It, you know, here's the thing. Whatever your passion happens to be, or the person you're shopping for, Brian Jewelry has ways to do it. You know, you can build a watch at Brian Jewelry. Custom made. That's something that they can do. They can fix a watch there, too, by the way, which is nice to know. And they also, when you buy something from Brian Jewelry, it becomes a pact of sorts because you can bring it back for free care and cleaning for the lifetime of your purchase. They have everything. They have a huge and very competitively priced selection, but they are professional jewelers led by Lynn Bryan with an amazing team of people that can create things from scratch. And part of that experience over 7 decades is helping people pick the right gift for somebody when they're in a bit of a jam. I need an idea. I've got a birthday I've got to celebrate tomorrow, and I don't have no idea what to get. They are the people to see. Plus, they have layaway programs. You can start a wish list. And if you join for membership at their website, which is brianjewelry.com, you can save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. So get with the program. Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville, part of the preferred community for 7 decades, and a place that can help you navigate your next special occasion. Random Facts is coming up, as always, followed by a $20 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
It is 7:20.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Governor Kay Ivey signed legislation into law banning ballot harvesting on Wednesday. The new law makes it illegal to return another person's absentee ballot application, and it is now a felony to pay someone to distribute or collect absentee ballot applications. The annual Buy Alabama's Best campaign kicked off Wednesday. The campaign is designed to make consumers aware of what products are made in the state and will run throughout the year. Buy Alabama's Best consists of over 50 companies that are either headquartered in Alabama or produce products in our state. A man killed in a shooting Saturday night was a cousin of Montgomery City Council President C.C. Calhoun. 36-year-old Quentin Harris was gunned down at Woodley Oaks Apartments in a shooting that injured three others. Suspect and motive remain unknown as the investigation continues. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection, factory protection.
This is Mike Costanza with Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Branca with Chappie's Deli. Mike, let's talk soup. Our homemade chicken and rice soup.
Miss Dolly's recipe, it's so good. But especially when the weather changes, come to any Chappie's Deli location and get Miss Dolly's homemade chicken and rice soup.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Where's the beef?
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is March 21st, Fragrance Day, a day to celebrate perfumes and colognes. Personally, I prefer the earthy fragrance my own body creates naturally. Ooh, that's less of a fragrance and more of an odor. Have an odiferous Fragrance Day.
And now,
how about a of OD?
Random facts.
Well timed.
Boy.
Well executed.
Did you know?
Jay didn't say anything. I put a lot of work into that.
Jay.
Oh, my God.
Got all that trouble. Make his bit more interesting and they get scorned. Go ahead. No,
but I said nothing.
That's what I'm mad about.
That's how you feel scorned? I said nothing.
I want some attention.
I said nothing.
I want some praise. I don't get enough praise.
It was the best random fact convoluted intro I've ever heard.
That's a lie, but I appreciate
it. There you go.
So by the way, speaking
speechless.
I love this comment. We took a great picture yesterday with Colonel Richardson and Mulligan.
Yeah.
From the air show. And one of the commenters on that photo, Ivy Richardson, said, "You do look pretty, too." That made my day yesterday. Thank you.
Did you know a 32-year-long study found that obesity spread through social circles and that a person's chances of becoming obese increased by 57% if he or she had a friend who had become obese? So you're all screwed hanging around with me.
No, sir.
Did you know? In 1978, Vietnam veteran and U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Jim Channon proposed the formation of the 1st Earth Battalion, a new age revamp of the American military trained in psychic powers and pacifism.
1978?
78, yeah. Channon's ideas later inspired the book and the movie The Men Who Stare at Goats.
Oh.
You remember that one?
I never saw it. I remember the title of that movie, but I never...
The Men Who Stare at Goats?
Yes. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's not the greatest film. It's kind of funny, though. I think John Goodman's in it. George Clooney.
John Goodman's in every movie.
And yeah, it's about that. Hmm.
That?
Yeah, the
First Earth Battalion.
He was trying to come up with...
No, wait a minute, Jay. When we use the word that, we are referring to you know what.
Not that.
Well, the men who
that,
stare at...
That.
If the men who stare at goats was one of those, that would be a very weird picture.
Yeah, now that you mention it, you're correct.
And maybe illegal in parts of the world. Did you know?
Will my stapler bother you if I crunch a few things while you're talking?
So far, it won't, but we'll see how it goes. Maybe.
Go ahead.
Did you know? It's a baseball random fact for you.
Oh.
This team had the best overall record in 1981. but they did not qualify for the postseason.
Cincinnati Reds.
Exactly right.
Because of the strike.
That's exactly right. The midseason strike split the season in half, and teams that won their division in each half of the season advanced to the playoffs.
Are you impressed with that?
No.
That sounds like a... That doesn't sound like a... I don't know if that sounds fair or not. I'm not sure.
They struck during the season, so right. They decided to split the season into two, so it was possible to win more games in both halves, but not finish first.
But not make... Yeah.
And that's what happened to the Reds that year.
Yeah. Did you know... A prank made by a Winnipeg radio DJ in 1995 had a select group of people win a trip to see the Super Bowl in Miami. Except not Miami, Florida, where the game was actually held, but they went to Miami, Manitoba.
Oh,
man, no.
And watched the Super Bowl from there.
Oh, there's some...
That's a great spring break place.
Upset people.
Yeah, you wonder. I wonder how that worked out for the guy that came up with that.
You're going to go to Miami, Manitoba.
That's almost like the ones you guys did at the mall with the cabbage patch.
But our promo very specifically said cabbage head dolls.
Yeah, right.
And it was a test to see how people paid attention. And when I pull up to the remote that morning and there's 1,000 people in line.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering if I'd get out of there alive.
I know.
But it was on the front page that day, that afternoon, the afternoon newspaper then.
Did you know?
And I look good on cabbage.
In 2008, Boy George, which you don't really hear a lot about anymore, but in 2008, Boy George was arrested and convicted for falsely imprisoning a male after chaining him to a radiator and beating him with a chain.
Yeah, I've heard this.
I don't remember this at all.
When that he came along in the early days of MTV.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, people were a little bit less tolerant then because he was so freaky looking. And people would, we'd play Culture Club on the air and people would call him and complain, get that freak off your radio station.
Huh. Those Seriously. Were huge hits though. Right?
They were giant hits.
Yeah.
But there were people that would see them, or see him,
yeah.
say, why are you promoting that freak?
Oh.
Back to you, Jay.
Glad this is radio where they can't see me.
Oh, so far. Stop.
So far.
Oh, yeah.
I know you're working on changing
that. When is that going to happen?
Think that's going to help ratings at all? If people can watch us? he was sentenced to 15 months in jail, but was released in 4 months for good behavior. It's not a lot of jail time for chaining a man to a radiator.
That is kind of a short sentence.
Beating him. Did you know armadillos can carry leprosy, which can then be spread to humans?
Did not know that.
So be careful with your dillas.
I don't know that I've ever seen a live one. They're all dead. They're always...
Armadillos? I had one in the backyard not too long ago.
That's a good point.
Used to see them...
I saw one in my neighborhood, too, and I thought it was odd in that particular neighborhood because, you know, we're...
Yeah.
You know, we're off Taylor. Jeez.
It was weird because at night... So, I say at night, but it was in the dark in the morning when I go out to my car.
Mm-hmm.
And we would see him in the yard, you know, rooting around, looking around for bugs or whatever. You could get really close to them because their vision is crap. But they weren't, you know, they have a complete armor shell. They weren't scared of anything. But if they did notice you, and you didn't get close to do it, but if they did notice you, they'd scurry along and hide. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to give you a random fact about the oldest known living wild orca in the world. We will give you a random fact about... a minor league baseball team that you might be familiar with. We'll give you a random fact about them. We have a Big Bang random fact, not the series, but the actual event. We will also tell you about the first movie trailer. And we have a random fact about a bomber from World War II.
I may know something about that, too.
You probably do. That is coming up on Random Facts.
With my very select and random expertise in the weirdest things.
Yeah.
That's from hanging out with you.
You know your baseball, though.
It is 7:30 on News Talk 93.1 FM. That means the bus to camp 9 o'clock is halfway there. Thanks for being with us. Georgia Floors Direct, led by a man named Jeff Mallinson, who about quarter century ago or so stopped by, was looking for work, and went to Mr. Dick McAdam, who owned Georgia Floors Direct at that time, and he picked a winner because Jeff Mallinson is now the human template for great customer service, building relationships. You know, when you think about it, flooring can be maybe a tedious sort of shop, unless that's really in your wheelhouse. But at Georgia Floors Direct, they make it an incredible experience because they know their inventory, and guys like Dustin and Jonathan and Q, they'll show you what you're looking for in the price range that you're shopping in, arrange your purchase at a wholesale price, always the best price, and then have it installed by their team of people. So it's all Georgia Floors Direct. They've also added window blinds and marble kitchen countertops to their inventory. Those two also at a wholesale price. So for the best selection in the southeastern United States, wholesale pricing, they save you time and they save you money. And a team of people we call the Merry Band of Floriers. Visit Georgia Floors Direct, flooring destination since 1969 on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. Traffic time, 7:32.
Well, buckle up out there this morning. Got a lot of cars on the road. I-65 and 85 very busy, as well as the boulevards and all of our feeder roads into Montgomery. Nothing really to report, though, but heavy traffic at this time. Please buckle up and be safe out there. We're going to keep you updated when accidents come your way. Larry Live Oak, make sure you got the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due assignment. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's March 21st, the greatest day ever. On the 21st of March, 2006, Twitter was founded. The social media platform immediately began promoting in-depth discussion and a nuanced understanding of alternate points of view, ushering in a new era of harmony and cooperation among the peoples of the world. Have a great March 21st, the greatest day ever.
And now,
a national fragrance day. How about the scent of musk during
random facts?
Very similar to the first one. We got the same.
But musk.
I know.
Hey, musk oil, man.
Musk is the guy that runs Twitter.
That stuff. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But the scent of musk, that would make clothes fall off. Not that much.
Yeah.
Did you know a Puget Sound orca called L25 is the oldest known living wild orca in the world? While her exact age is uncertain.
That's the closest thing I have to a blowhole.
That was a blowhole, yeah.
Getting a lot of use out of it, though.
While her exact age is uncertain, she is estimated to be anywhere from her mid-80s to her mid-90s. In 1976, when the Center for Whale Research's census began, the original estimate for L25's birth year was around 1928. She an old girl. Did you know Albuquerque's minor league baseball team?
The Isotopes.
Exactly. Where do you think they got their name from?
Because, isotopes.
Well, because,
nuclear testing, something?
Yeah, the nuclear community was near there, right, for the Manhattan Project?
Yeah, that's exactly where you would think it from, but no, that's not the reason.
Okay.
It is named because of The Simpsons.
Oh my God, you're kidding.
The Simpsons had an episode where their minor league baseball team, which was called the Springfield Isotopes, because, yes, there is the nuclear plant, which is where Homer works. So they had the Springfield Isotopes, and they had a secret plan in that episode to move to Albuquerque.
Huh.
And so Albuquerque came up with their name, the Albuquerque Isotopes, based on that. I know it would make a whole lot more sense if it was based on the,
the fact that the Manhattan Project was, all the work was close by.
Yeah. But nope. Simpsons. Did you know? This may or may not be true, actually, because just recently, with that James Webb Space Telescope, they found out some interesting new things about the expansion of the universe. But anyway, this random fact says a fraction of a second after the Big Bang, the universe had expanded and cooled enough for the first protons to form. That's a fraction of a second that things would have cooled off that fast and that life would have formed.
Wow.
It would take about 378,000 years before the first hydrogen atoms would form.
Huh.
It's a very slow cooking. It's an interesting thing, space, the universe, and the way things work there.
It's the final frontier.
Very fast and very slow.
Thank you, Richie Spock.
Did you know the first movie trailer?
Oh.
Dates back to 1913 for the film The Pleasure Seekers.
Well.
The Pleasure Seekers.
With soundtrack by the Frigid Pink.
Yeah. that's why people go to the House of the Rising Sun, Jay.
It's great we all tie these in.
Yeah.
Lately, I've been trying to... So a lot of these streaming services have films, and when you hover over them, they start playing the trailer for the film.
Right.
I'm trying to find out where the trailer narration stopped, because they don't do it anymore. There's no trailers anymore that say... In a world.
Oh, who was the guy? He died.
Oh, yeah.
Don LaFontaine.
Yeah, that's him. He did all the trailers.
But they don't do voiceovers in trailers anymore. It is all text-based and clips from the film.
Right.
The narration you get out of there is something where it comes up saying, from so-and-so, who did such-and-such.
Yeah.
Starring so-and-so. But there's no voice. It's just text.
Right.
And then anything else you get are clips from the film that gives you that audio. There is, and I'm wondering where that stopped.
Huh. Probably because Don LaFontaine died.
Well, no, because as early as
they were still doing it after his death.
Yeah, still like 2011. Mm-hmm. I found a trailer from 2011 that still had a voiceover on it. And a couple of others, but I don't know where it stopped. But at some point, it stopped.
But you're right. That was what he was most known for. In a world.
Yeah.
Dude, there was a thing on him I remember seeing on, like, I don't know, it was like Access Hollywood or some one of those stupid things. He would get in a limo from his house, go to the studio, record for maybe 4 hours. He'd go back home and that got him like $3 million or whatever it was. I mean,
wow.
That was it. And he would do that maybe once every 3 months or so.
Yeah. That's a good gig.
And that's it.
They have a really big stack.
Voiceover guys, yeah.
Push through a big stack of paper here.
Ernie Anderson used to be a big L.A.
He did a lot of voiceovers in Miami.
Yeah. He came from Cleveland. He was Goulardi in Cleveland.
Finally, did you know the Norden
bomb site,
which was used by U.S. bomber aircraft in World War I, cost $1.1 billion.
In that money from that year? I mean, from that time?
Yes. It cost that much to research and produce, which was about half as much as the Manhattan Project, and over a quarter of the cost of all B-17 bombers manufactured.
Where was it located? You know?
The Norden bomb site?
Just curious. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that's the site. That's the thing that they look through to drop the bomb. It's not a place.
In Masters of the Air.
I'm sorry.
In Masters of the Air, there's a couple of scenes where they make sure they throw that thing out.
Oh, okay.
Even if their plane's going down.
I misunderstood. I thought, wow, where is this place located?
No, it's a piece of tech where you can look down and you're seeing where the bomb, where the target is.
It was basically one of the first computers because it calculated temperature, wind, velocity, direction.
On the drift of,
And then it would focus on where that bomb would fall.
While it was successfully precise in stateside testing, it apparently was far less accurate in combat.
Especially in Japan. You know why? Because in Japan, they discovered the jet stream. So the bombers were, I mean, there were bombers that would have the capability to fly 350 miles an hour.
So if they were up high enough, and then the bomb catches the jet stream when it comes, it would throw it off target.
The first attempts to bomb Japan, 5% of the bombs hit anything. Because they would... The jet stream.
They didn't calculate the jet.
Man.
Wow.
Anyway, those are your random facts.
I feel like I was kind of helpful today.
Oh, no, you are. All those, paper, those staple clips. Yeah, that was great.
Not to mention the Musk.
Oh, yeah? There you go.
Musk off.
We're about to give away a $20 Food Outlet gift certificate. So let's talk about Food Outlet for a moment. A place, there's three locations, and it's a place.
Dreams come true.
Well, if you want to save money, if that's your dream, yeah. They can make it come true.
I'd like to live the dream
for sure.
Saving money.
And there's one right near you, Jay, in Prattville. Everything in Food Outlet is cost plus 10%. Household goods, frozen foods, fresh fruits and vegetables. Their meat department is second to none on pricing on everything, but they have specials that are marked down from that cost plus 10% price, like Rich's friend Chuck Roast is available at $4.95 a pound. And how about this? Top sirloin steak, $4.97 a pound. So that Food Outlet gift certificate, but you get you 4 pounds of that. You can also get, if you're a Beanie Weenie fan, Brian Juicy Jumbos are $1.94 for the Dinner Franks or the Big Jumbos. Also at Food Outlet, soda prices have really exploded over the last year, but Food Outlet's helping you save there too. A 12 fridge pack case of any Coke product is just $4.99, and a 24-pack of Dasani water is $3.60. Mayfield ice cream, it's pretty good. 48 ounces, $3.46. That's all flavors. And a gallon of Food Club. By the way, it's one of the house brands of Food Outlet, and they're very good products. Their vegetable cooking oil is $8.36 for a gallon. And there's more, always posted at the front door. Stop by, start saving, and you'll love the customer service, too, at all three locations, 3543 Highway 14 in the Millbrook, in the preferred community on Main Street, just west of Highway 31, and I'll see you Sunday morning, Coliseum Boulevard, next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Bowl. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for that $20 Food Outlet Pop. quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
All right, folks, earlier in Random Facts, since we're watching baseball in here, I'll give you a baseball one. This baseball team had the best record in 1981, but they did not make the playoffs.
Oh, that's a good question.
What team was it?
272-9228. Best record, didn't get a whiff of the postseason. That sucks, but that's the way it went down in 1981.
Had a pretty famous radio station, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
WLW.
700 AM.
Oh, I was talking about the TV show.
Oh, yeah. That's right. 272-9228. 272-9228. We are standing by for your call now. If you don't win the $20, hey, stick around for a follow-up and get into our grand prize
Good
drawing.
Lord.
This morning got a lot of cars on the road. I-65 and 85 very busy, as well as the boulevards and all of our feeder roads into Montgomery. Nothing really to report, though, but heavy traffic at this time. Please buckle up and be safe out there. We're going to keep you updated when accidents come your way. Larry Live Oak, make sure you got the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Well, just when you need a longer traffic report so we can queue up all the phone calls. He's done.
Hello, News Talk.
Let's see. I have to wait for Jay to give me direction on who is eligible to win.
News Talk. Hello.
Hello, yes, Sonny. Hey. I'm calling for the contest, Sonny. I want to win the $20 million right, food outlet gift certificate.
All right. Interactive.
The only one who's eligible is the one that I was just on with Line 5.
And now, I can't tell from the small print, is your name Ray or...
Roy!
It's Ray, right? Correct? Is it Ray?
I just did that Ray. So I could hit the key.
Ray. Roy!
Yeah.
And what is the... Ray, what is the first letter of your last name?
Bailey. B.
B.
Okay, thank you very much.
Gotcha.
Ray B.
Okay, what is this? Baseball team had the best record in 81, did not qualify for the playoffs. Which team? What city?
The Cincinnati Reds.
That's it.
Excellent work. All righty. That means both of us knew the answer, didn't we? So you win a $20 food outlet gift certificate. Hang on, Ray, and we can now go. I want my reviews. So I'm going straight to backup Steve.
Hi, Ray. Good morning.
Now, I thought they were pretty good today.
Well, I can tell you this, nothing better than the smell of convoluted intolerance to enhance the fragrance of random facts.
There you go.
So, give you top rating, musk and all.
Hey, there was a radio DJ that gave away Super Bowl tickets to Miami, but it was Miami in Canada. This station is located where?
You got 2 weeks to pick up your prize. In Manitoba.
Correct, Winnipeg.
Manitoba. Never been there, but I've heard a lot about it.
Yeah.
That thing is hot. We got a hot dinger. Steve, thanks for the good words, buddy. Appreciate it. All right, we go next to Darren.
Hey, Darren.
Darren is married to Samantha. In Fantasy Land. Darren, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, sir. How's it going?
Hey, Darren, the Albuquerque Minor League Baseball team is called the what?
The Isotopes.
Isotopes is correct.
Excellent work, and we wrap up with J-Tom. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, hi. Let's see. The oldest orca on Earth is estimated to be approximately what age?
Between 80 and 100, about 90.
That's about right. Yeah, that's about. You got it.
We'll take that. So good work, class. We hit the 100% mark. It is 7:49.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
We've got a good bit of sunshine right now. There will be a lot of high cloudiness drifting in today, so we'll say limited sunshine, but a comfortable day today with a high around 76. I don't think there'll be any complaints on today's weather. We'll be dry through the evening hours tonight, so if you have evening plans, no problem. The risk of some widely scattered showers begins in the overnight wee hours of the morning, low 55. Showers and thunderstorms Friday and Friday night. Oh, geez, it's like every Friday. This is the third or fourth week, the Friday storm system. Most numerous will be in the afternoon and nighttime hours on Friday, with a high around 64, and then a small risk of a leftover shower Saturday morning early, but I think there'll be improvement on Saturday afternoon, with highs in the upper 60s to near 70. We'll be in the low 70s with sunshine on Sunday. Dry Monday, but the risk of more showers and storms Monday night into Tuesday, and that's a storm system that looks pretty interesting. We'll keep an eye on it. Right now, clear skies, it's 44 at 750.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply for your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
Our friends at MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body, have been in the business now for over four decades. And in that particular line of work, there's not, I don't know of a lot of Montgomery Paint and Body places that have been in the business that long, because a lot of them have come and gone. They're no longer around. And it's easy to take shortcuts in the paint and body business, but that's why they're number one at Montgomery Paint and Body, because that's not the way they roll. It's their attention to detail, and that's why Donnie got into the business. No shortcuts whatsoever. Very meticulous and dedicated, and very consistent. That's why I've been going there for over 35 years now. So Donnie and Brandon and Holly are, the whole crew at Montgomery Paint and Body, top notch. Their phone number is easy to remember, 27REC with a W. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane, but call them first and let them know your situation before you stop by and see them, so they'll be ready for your visit. Tell your insurance agent that you prefer to have your car fixed at Montgomery Paint and Body. That is certainly your choice. And when you get the phone call that your car is ready to be picked up, oh my gosh, I'm always so thrilled, because it looks like it just came off the showroom floor. Montgomery Paint and Body will fix your car as good as new, maybe better.
All right, we have the Wall Street Business Report, and it's a booming day in the news, and I'll explain what that means coming up.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. U.S. retail sales are expected to rise as much as 3.5% this year, a slower pace than 2023. Industry body National Retail Federation said on Wednesday, as sticky inflation dampens hopes of a strong recovery in consumer spending. General Mills topped market expectations for third quarter sales and profit on Wednesday, backed by higher prices for its breakfast cereals, snack bars, and pet food products that helped cushion a blow from slowing demand. Shares of the Minnesota-based company rose 7% in early trading after it reaffirmed its annual sales and profit targets for a third time this year. 1,400 workers at an Amazon warehouse in Coventry, central England, are on strike as part of a long-running dispute over pay and union recognition. Britain has seen wider industrial unrest over the last 2 years as employees demand better wage rises to help offset high inflation. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile. Healthwise Foods and Irwin Naturals has a huge comprehensive line of men's health products. Trouble with low T, low libido, or prostate support? Check out Irwin Natural products like Testosterone Up, Prosta Strong, Horny Goat Weed, and more. Healthwise Foods and Irwin Naturals have healthy alternatives to help with these vital issues. Find Irwin Naturals at Healthwise Foods, family owned for over 36 years. Healthwise Foods, 5147 Atlanta Highway, open 7 days a week. Call 277-9925 or visit them on Facebook.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
AC by Luke Wire is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbylukewire.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Wire. Celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by Luke Wire.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
License 84417.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're happy and a boomer, clap your hands. Got a pension and your house is all paid off. If you bought it in the 80s, then the prices got inflated. Sitting pretty in retirement playing golf. If you're happy and you're Gen X, clap your hands. If you're a millennial who can afford a high interest rate mortgage, clap your hands. If you're Gen Y or Z, someday you'll have money when you inherit it from your mom and dad.
And that is inspired by, you know, they did this world happiness survey.
Yeah.
And our country's level of happiness keeps dropping.
Yeah, we went down 8 more spots.
There's one group that's the exception to that, and that's the boomer generation. And I might suggest a little critical thinking for Gen X, Y, Z, and millennials. You got a high interest mortgage because of who you vote for. Pay freaking attention. Take it from a wizened man. I always got along good with my dad when I was a kid, but you know when we really connected? When I moved out of the house. And it took me like one day to realize how smart he was when I was out of my house.
Oh, yeah. That's when you really start to figure out how smart your parents are.
Yeah. And in fact, I think there might be a Casey countdown on this somewhere. Let me see if I can find that. Here on World Poetry Day. Yes, the world's happiest 20 countries.
Casey, count them down.
Finland, Denmark, and Iceland stay at the top. We're counting down the happiest countries in the world based on health, freedom, generosity, social support, GDP, and perceptions of corruption.
Number 23.
Yep, the United States isn't even in the top 20. That's right, Kuwait, Czechia, and Lithuania are all happier than the United States. Sorry, America. Keep your feet on the ground and keep dealing with your scars.
And plus, the news all freaking day is telling people how awful this country is. Just stop. Stop it. It's like that great Bob Newhart bit where the woman comes in with all these neuroses and she says, I keep thinking about falling off a cliff into a vent. And he just says, stop it. She's waiting for this long. She's going to take notes. How do I analyze this? Right. What steps can I take?
And he says,
stop it. Just stop it. If you're doing something that is causing you harm, stop doing it. That's easier said than done, of course. I know that from personal experience. Also today, advice for Gen Z. How to get along better with boomers? By using their language. So there's a list of words here that they're suggesting they learn because we will understand what they're saying. Like jonesing, a physical craving for any addictive substance.
We don't. People don't say jonesing anymore. You know?
No, we don't. I haven't used that in 100 years. Yeah. Aggro, which is